Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Job 19, the verses 25 to 27. Job 19, 25 to 27. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. My theme for reflection is triumphant hope in the face of suffering. In the midst of his profound suffering and the relentless questioning of his friends, Job utters words that resonate through the ages, a declaration of unwavering faith and hope. In Job 19:25 to 27, we find a glimpse into the soul of a man who, despite the trials that have befallen him, holds firm to the assurance of a living Redeemer. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. These words pierce through the darkness of Job's circumstances, revealing a trust that transcends the immediate struggles. Job's declaration is not rooted in wishful thinking or mere optimism. It is anchored in a personal knowledge of the living Redeemer. In the face of adversity, Job clings to the unwavering truth that his Redeemer is alive and actively involved in the course of human history. In these verses, we witness the triumph of faith over despair. Job's acknowledgement of a living Redeemer and his unwavering hope in a future encounter with God offer profound insights for us today. It reminds us that even in the darkest seasons of our lives, we can declare with confidence that our Redeemer lives. The challenges we face, the uncertainties that surround us, and the decay of our mortal bodies do not nullify the reality of a living God who is intimately involved in our stories. My dear friends, Job's words also invite us to look beyond our immediate circumstances and fix our gaze on the ultimate hope of seeing God. The prospect of a personal encounter with the divine, where faith becomes sight, should fill us with the awe and anticipation. It is a hope that overwhelms us, a hope that sustains us through the trials of life. As we reflect on Job's declaration, may we too find solace and inspiration in the knowledge that our Redeemer lives. In the face of life's challenges, let us hold fast to the hope that one day, in our renewed and resurrected bodies, we will see God with our own eyes. It is a thought that can overwhelm us in the best possible way, an overwhelming hope that carries us through the journey of faith. There are two questions for reflection. One, how does Job's declaration of a living Redeemer impact your perspective on facing trials and suffering in your own life? Number two, in what ways can the triumphant hope expressed by Job inspire resilience and faith in the midst of challenges? Heavenly Father, we come before you with gratitude for the triumphant hope we find in the midst of suffering, as demonstrated by Job. May his unwavering faith serve as a source of inspiration for us in our own trials. Help us to cling to the truth that our Redeemer lives, actively engaged in the course of our lives. As we face challenges and uncertainties, grant us the strength to look beyond the immediate circumstances and fix our gaze on the ultimate hope of seeing you face to face. May this overwhelming hope sustain us through the journey of faith, assuring us that, like Job, we will one day see you with our own eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.